I'm sitting at the airport, and if you hear some background noise, that's from the TV nearby. I can't really do very much about it. I'm going to Paris for the day to see the new temple that we made a down payment on for Rana Parasishwar. I'll try to put some pictures online, perhaps tomorrow, if I can get some pictures, although I don't have a camera with me, but I'm sure others over there will. It's a very nice development. As you know, last spring I started visiting Paris and stayed sometimes for weeks to do Harinam and preaching, and I came regularly to look into acquiring a new property for Radha Parasishwara. That was my main concern, since their place of residence is really just such a small, dilapidated house, and there seemed to be so little movement in getting a new place, and I wasn't the only one. Others also got involved, and anyway, the end result is finding the place, making a down payment on it, and of course what's more important is getting the money to pay for it. And we have the money sitting in the bank, which is really a wonderful development, and thanks to different devotees who've contributed to that quite significantly. It's a real sign of what we can do in Krishna consciousness if we work together, which was Srila Prabhupada's main concern and the real underlying principle why he established a GBC body. GBC body really means that although we may be situated in different parts of the world, ultimately the leadership has to come together to manage the society in a cooperative way. And of course, if the managers of the society are cooperating, then it's expected that all other parts of the society, all other yatras, all other temples and departments, they also work in this cooperative mood. And that cooperative mood is what really makes ISKCON and distinguishes ISKCON, for instance, from Gaudiya Math, who, unable to cooperate together as one entity or society, split and continue to split into many other fractions. And thus the effectiveness of pushing on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission is certainly not as effective as it could have been. And that remains ISKCON's strength even to the present time, although we know that the society, members of society, have made many mistakes. But nonetheless, after 30 years of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and that's where we are, the 30th year of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, ISKCON is still here. It's still growing in many parts of the world, thriving in other places, developing plans to thrive or move forward. And as long as we stick to this formula, it will work, because that type of cooperative mentality is not just a management formula or leadership formula, but it's a spiritual formula. It's the spiritual formula, the underlying principle of which is surrender, that ultimately we surrender to what's good for Krishna, and that means we surrender our own individual desires, our individual ways of doing things, and we see what's good for the greater good rather than for the local good, my own good. And that type of spiritual commitment invokes a certain spiritual strength which enhances the management strength, and it will keep ISKCON together and make ISKCON fulfill the goals that Srila Prabhupada had outlined for it. I've seen many times over the years that devotees, very capable and intelligent devotees, have great plans for preaching and do so very nicely, but their preaching isn't always connected to a cooperative effort, because they may see that other individuals are difficult to get along with, or that it may even decrease or hamper their preaching. In fact, just yesterday I was speaking with one devotee, very capable, and it wasn't a confrontational discussion, but it was just about the fact that they wanted to preach in a certain way, but they wanted to preach independent of some other local devotees and actually local authorities, just because of personality difference. And so I told him that I'd prefer that the preaching is less effective if they work together, then be more effective and work in disparate groups, because in the long term that type of preaching will get results in which the results of the preaching become counterproductive, or they cause confrontation, and in the long run that confrontation will obstruct and decrease our preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. So let's cooperate. That is what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do, and let's realize Srila Prabhupada's dreams and desires like that. It requires putting aside sometimes even ideologies, personality differences, what we think is a superior preaching plan or management technique, and keep this as the basic guideline or ingredient upon which we build things together. And as you've heard that quote many times, this is the sign of our love for Srila Prabhupada, how we're working together, cooperating for spreading the Krishna consciousness mission. Intelligence is required, ability is required, good management is required, understanding of the philosophy is required, but those are not excuses not to cooperate. I'm speaking on this because I thought I had some questions with me, but I'm sitting here at the airport and I do not have any. But I'm feeling really happy about this development, and really look forward to seeing Radha Parasiswara installed in their new temple. I don't envisage having any further involvement in France after that. My time and energies are fully taken up by Hungary. Although this year I'm going to visit Istanbul, Turkey, as Gaurishakti Prabhu's been preaching there, and I'm officially the GBC, so I need to at least make a brief appearance there and get to know the devotees a little and support him and help him in his preaching. One final note, and that's Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Sales have been going nicely, although there's still, and I'm just pressing the button right now to see how many books are still outstanding, but it's somewhere in the region of 798, so almost 800. Please help with the sales of these books. I'm getting more reviews, more enthusiastic reviews than for any other. And those of you who've already taken the books, then please send in the Lakshmi. On one side, I need to make arrangements to start printing Navabraja Mahima, although it's certainly a distance away. I've just finished one chapter, as I mentioned. However, on the other side, profits are also going towards the rebuilding of Radhisham's deity room, where the deities are themselves located, not the altar, but more or less everything around, including the floor, underfloor heating, and so many other things. And aside from that, the whole deity quarters, we've built one new wing to the deity facilities for the pujaris, and now the whole transfer room, the kitchen, and all of these things will be redone. So that's quite a major project, and that's the only real direct funds that I produce in terms of donation directly to Radhe Shyam. So the books that you've taken for, please send in the Lakshmi. Thank you very much. I'm going to send this thing off because I got to get on my plane. Hare Krishna.